It's interesting to your point, because I know you're interested in this issue, Neil, but it's interesting, at least in my practice, how this decision is very heavily influenced by patient's preference.
Yes.
Much more than in, I think, stage 2 or 3A disease. You know, patients just seem to accept that they have a high risk, you know, scenario, and they have to go through chemo, and it's an exception that someone will say, I really don't want to go through this, I'll take my chances, etc. In 1B, I have, like, you know, patients who come in and say, I'm having this chemo. You know, I'm not going to just live with this. And others who will say exactly that, present it with the same data as objectively as I can possibly do it.
They come in, with the same
there's
thing.
No way I'm doing this. You know, so it's
I think
very
it's
funny.
Interesting. You're right. We have been looking into this. In breast cancer, there were these studies in the past where they asked women, how much benefit would you need? You hear the old 1% figure, they take it. But it really never been done in other tumors. We did it in colon. Again, where there's a big controversy, same situation with stage 2. We found the same basic responses as the breast patients in terms of aggressiveness towards wanting chemo. And the interesting thing was there was no difference in men and women. Because people were saying, well, these are breast cancer patients, they're proactive, et cetera. We didn't see any difference. It's more like a cancer thing,